Just around the corner of her helmet, he could see the four ants coming back into the canyon. He was in a lousy position to see anything, but he was afraid to attract their attention by shifting. He settled for severing connection, a slight movement.
"Don't move," he said. "They'll come right by us."
"I can't move," she replied softly. "Where are they now?"
"Shut up," he ordered bluntly, watching them shuffle across the hard-packed sand.
The one with the blaster was trailing behind, he noted.
"Are they close? Do they see us?"
"Shut up," he snarled.
"Tell me."
Her tone of fear and pleading got through. He looked at her, his eyes relaxed a bit. He looked back to the ants.
"They're coming right past us. You'll probably see them when they go by. My view is bad, about 20 meters now."
"How many are—"
"Four. Quiet. About 15 meters. 10. The last one's back a ways. It's got a blaster. They're not looking at us. 5 meters. There they go. See them?"
"No. No, your helmet is—" "Yes, yes, I see one. Don't move. Don't—" "Okay. Okay, it's moved off. I only saw one, and it's gone past."
"All right," said Felix in a dead voice. He took a deep breath. "Sit tight."
For several seconds, their two pairs of eyes flickered about, straining to see. They kept their bodies rock still. Occasionally, they looked at one another. Once, Tara smiled. Felix looked away.
"All right," he said at last. "There they go, on my side."
He felt her relax.
"They're going away. It's okay."
He found he'd been holding his breath. He let it out in a rush.
"Okay. Okay, there they go. The one with the blaster is first. Now, the second. Good. There's the third right behind him."
He glanced quickly at her, his lips forming a pale smile. Her eyes shot wide with terror. He was already moving when the claws clamped down on his shoulders, moving back from her and up. He struck out with a boot, hitting something. He kicked again, felt the claws quiver against the plasteel. He kicked a third time, striking solidly. He spun about, sprung free, and slammed a forearm into the hairy abdomen. The ant loomed over him. He took a step back, retreating, but the ant closed, grasping his waist with its smaller middle pincers. One of the claws slammed thunderously against the side of his helmet. He ducked the following blow from the other claw and lunged forward. He planted a boot, quite randomly, atop one of the ant's footpads, pinning it in place briefly. Then he drove upward, slamming his open armored palm against the flat chin-like space below the mandible. The ant's head popped off,